Hello, and welcome to the fourth class in level two of this course. So, in the last two classes, we've explored the basics of the disclosure movement that's happening in the world today, mainly via the internet, the role that the cabal has played in the world throughout the centuries, and what's happening in regard to taking them down at this point. And also, all that's been kept hidden about the extraterrestrial presence on the Earth. And what is apparently happening out in space in regard to the galactics who are helping to liberate us. In this class, we're going to explore another piece of this big global galactic picture. The idea of a major solar event that is predicted to happen within the near future. This is something at one time many of us were simply calling the shift, and some others were calling it the day of revelation. But now it has more popularly simply become the event. So I will also discuss how you can prepare for it. There's actually been a lot of excitement on and off on the internet about the event. You have maybe been aware of it. A great deal has now been written and channeled about this phenomenon, and it's been predicted for humanity and the Earth for quite a long time now. If this information about the event is new to you, as always, much of what you'll hear me say here may initially sound unbelievable to you, perhaps too good to be true, and this is understandable. But like with all this that I've been presenting in this course, see if you can just simply take it in. And if it resonates with you on a deeper level than your rational mind, then you've got something there. At least see if you can just accept the possibility of what I'll be describing. Because if you can, it will help prepare you for this amazing global event when it does occur. And because the event is going to bring radical, unexpected changes to everyone on the planet. And although the changes will eventually be overwhelmingly positive, the huge shift of consciousness that will be occurring may initially cause some confusion and even fear, especially in those who have no idea what has occurred. It's therefore helpful to have at least some intellectual preparation for it beforehand. So, exactly what is the event? Well, it's difficult to predict exactly what will happen at the time of the event, but according to many sources, it will be the beginning of the collective ascension process, a quantum leap in spiritual evolution for humanity. And it will be a catalyst to mark the beginning of the building of the new Earth and a long-predicted golden age. So, from what we're told, the event will initially manifest with a galactic pulse, an explosive solar event that is said to have occurred previously in our galaxy every 26,000 years or so. This pulse will release a brilliant light arriving directly from source through the galactic central sun, which in the past has triggered a mass ascension on Earth each time it's occurred. Now, this phenomenon is described in a number of spiritual texts, including the Christian Bible. And many ancient cultures apparently hid the science of this cycle in their mythology. There is now also scientific data and testimony from scientists and others working deep within the secret space programs who support this idea of a solar pulse event that is due to happen in our near future. According to these sources, when the galactic pulse occurs, it will start a process of radically transforming matter, energy, consciousness, and biological life as we know it. The incoming energies and light from the pulse will begin to flow through the energy field of all humans as a palpable wave of love, one like we've never experienced before. So, what will happen to us when this wave of love hits us? Well, there are different reports by various sources who speak about it. It is said by some that most people will experience the wave as an overwhelming sense of bliss, and that we'll need to stop whatever it is we're doing to take in the changes that will be occurring within us. We can expect that when the wave initially hits us, we will probably only want to focus on what's happening internally within us for a while. All interest in things such as our computer, our phone, or eating are just going to fall by the wayside. And all we'll want to do is just breathe through what we're feeling and absorb the energies of profound love and light as our body attempts to assimilate them. The experience of bliss may last through a number of days afterward. And by many reports, the light coming on this wave will also be unbelievably beautiful, creating a sense of heaven on earth. Everything will look and feel lighter and brighter. You will sense that nothing will ever quite be the same again. And you'll realize that this is what you've been waiting for your whole life, whether you've been aware of it or not. It's what you incarnated to experience. It will feel like you've finally come home. And at some point afterward, new spiritual gifts will begin revealing themselves to you. You may discover telepathic abilities that are natural to you, along with clairvoyance, clairsentience, and clairaudience gifts you never knew you had. And your mission for this lifetime will also become abundantly clear. And with the advent of these new energies, there will be a general rise in consciousness of all humanity on the planet, although everyone will have their own individual experience of healing and inner transformation and release of their past. Some people who are prepared for it will probably be able to adjust to the changes fairly quickly. Others will not and will need help in understanding and adjusting to what's happened to them. And still others who have been living in a great deal of negativity may be hit so hard that they might not be able to survive the new frequencies. So this is a description given by many who report on this subject. However, there are others who are not so rosy in their descriptions about what may initially happen. They describe a great deal more disruption, especially around big earth changes that may occur. It's hard to know what will actually happen with such a big event, but it seems that the more highly evolved you are and the clearer you are of heavy negative karma, the more positive responses you can expect to have. So let's look at what will likely happen after the event. Again, there are different opinions about this, especially as to whether some of the things will happen either before or during or after the event. But all sources do agree that the same events and situations will occur about the same time as the event, somehow in conjunction with it. So I'll present here the different things that are being predicted to happen at one point or another, sometime around the event. On the physical level, it said we're going to see first the arrests of the cabal. And as I've discussed before, this process might have already begun, as there are now, in January of 2019, more than 70,000 sealed indictments in the U.S. waiting to be unsealed. It's predicted that major players of the cabal are among the individuals who have been indicted, the identities of whom are going to surprise a great many people. A second thing that is predicted to happen is the disclosure of information through the mass media, releasing a whole lot of information, such as an explanation about the event, what it is, what's happening. Also about the mass arrests and the non-terrestrial presence that's been on the planet for millennia, and how humanity has been enslaved for thousands of years and how we've never known our true history that has involved a number of ET races. And this, of course, is going to be huge for the millions of people who have had no idea about any of this. Then there is also going to be a reset of financial systems across the planet and a release of prosperity funds for all of humanity. There's evidently plenty of money on the planet to bring everyone in the world out of poverty. It's just been in the wrong hands. Or it's been with people who do wish to distribute large funds to humanity, but have been hesitant to release it yet due to the control that the cabal still has over financial structures that are currently still in place. Now, as we've seen, the cabal's control is breaking down at this point, but there are still enough of them in the financial institutions to cause a disruption in the flow of money where it needs to go. So this may need to wait till after the event. However, there are now signs that it could even happen before the event, so we just don't know. Yet another thing that's indicated to happen after the event is the introduction of new political systems, educational systems, and healthcare systems, many of which have already been planned out. They're just waiting for right timing. And then there's going to be something that so many people have been waiting for, and that's first contact in person with the many benevolent non-terrestrial beings who have been assisting humanity toward liberation and ascension, and who will be joining us to help create the new Earth. And very exciting also will be the introduction of spectacular new technologies brought by the ETs, as I've discussed before, which have been on the planet for decades, but not available to the public. Among other things, they're going to be things that provide amazing health benefits and free energy for everyone in the world. So the big question, of course, is when will the event happen? Well, unfortunately, the date of the event is unknowable at this point, except that it may well be soon. Part of what makes the date unknowable is that there exist multiple timelines for events in the future to happen, for anything to happen, actually. We all have multiple possible timelines ahead of us in our individual lives, depending on what decisions we make as we go along. And for this reason, there's actually no absolute knowable future for anything, only probable events and probable dates. So this especially applies to something huge like the event. Its appearance depends on the multiplicity of decisions made by everyone involved, and also on natural factors happening out in space to the to bodies out there like our sun, and so it's constantly changing due to all these factors. But there are also usually some probable windows of time in which events can happen. And according to different sources, the event could happen within the window of sometime between now and 2028. At this point, the timing seems to depend on many factors, including complete liberation of the planet from the dark forces in space and the removal of cabal members, who, although much weakened, are still attempting to wreak havoc in every way they can through false flag terrorist events, engineered weather disasters, and attempts to use nuclear missiles. It also depends on the consciousness of humanity, which needs to be at a certain level of awareness and readiness to make the huge leap into higher consciousness. The timing will evidently further be determined by energetic astrological alignment and the final preparation and readiness of the new systems to be put into place. However, there are many signs that we are now nearing the time for the event to take place, at least within the next few years, if not a whole lot sooner. One sign is the fall of the cabal that already seems to be happening. Another sign is the increasing number of favorable reports about the Light Alliance's success in winning battles in space. And yet another sign is the huge number of people now waking up, both to who they are on a spiritual level and to the disclosure information that's coming out. It's clear that there is a huge spiritual awakening occurring on the planet, and it's very exciting. So once this reaches a critical point with everything else in place, the event is expected to happen. We just need to be patient and trust that it will all happen in perfect divine timing and in the smoothest way possible. However, there are many of us who are now in early 2019 reporting that we are already experiencing what could be the beginnings of the solar flash coming in as a wave. We are feeling the outer frequencies of it now streaming onto the planet as a wave of profound love and joy. If you can shift your awareness toward it, you may be able to experience this and discover how you can effortlessly begin to ride the energies that this wave is bringing. And it's getting stronger and stronger as time goes on. In a way, it's possible that the event won't just be a one-time event. There could be powerful pulses or waves that hit us both before the main pulse occurs and then afterward as well. So it would be a more gradual process. And this could well happen over a period of years. There's just no knowing at this point. But the main thing is that the event is in our near future, and most of us alive now will be experiencing it. And as we approach it, we will be experiencing more and more positive energies streaming onto the earth, preparing us for it. So, what does this all mean? This is certainly an exhilarating thing to contemplate. Definitely a gift beyond words that we can look forward to with a great deal of excitement and relief. But does this then mean we can just sit back and wait for it to happen, assuming we'll all just ascend at that point into the fifth dimension? Well, probably not. My understanding is that the event will not be a free pass into 5D. It will likely only be the beginning of the shift into 5D. Yes, we will all be lifted into a much higher frequency of love and wholeness. Our whole lives will change considerably for the better. And perhaps certain highly evolved individuals will shift directly into the fifth dimension at that time. But for many of us, it might be too radical a shift to make all at once, especially if it happens fairly soon. For our comfort and also for serving our highest evolutionary potential, it may need to be a somewhat more gradual process. Even if we've been functioning from a fairly high frequency most of the time, such a sudden shift could initially create some real instability and fear if we're still holding on to any third-dimensional attachments, beliefs, goals, or relationships. So it therefore seems important for us to continue now on whatever path of healing and awakening we're currently following so we may be best prepared to use the energies of the event for our own evolutionary development when it happens. In one way, nothing will have changed, although the event will give us an enormous boost in consciousness and healing will be easier, we will still be responsible for our own awakening into higher consciousness. And if we know we're here to assist humanity and the earth through these times of the shift, it's especially important for us to prepare ourselves for the event now, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. By doing this, we can be the most effective in our roles when the time comes to assist others in adjusting to the new frequencies and also to the new disclosure information that will be coming out. In particular, many people are going to be greatly disturbed by the disclosure of the information about the crimes that have been committed by many high-profile political, financial, and corporate figures they may have respected, including crimes such as human trafficking and pedophilia. Also, although it's clear much will initially be transformed miraculously by the event, there will still be a huge amount of work to be done to clean up the messes that still exist in the world, both on the earth itself and within all the social, financial, political, educational, and health institutions. It's going to take some time, some concerted effort, and powerful intention to help align all these institutions with the new energies. But this is when all of us who know we're here to assist in creating the new earth will finally have the opportunity to step forward and really offer our skills and love. Now, being intellectually aware of what will likely be happening when the event occurs is really helpful. However, much more preparation can be made on other levels so that you can eventually meet the energies of the event with greater ease and joy. In particular, emotional healing of all negative patterns that are still running in your life is really important. It's time to really get honest with yourself and see what you can do to process the emotions involved in these patterns and to release them. Many people are currently experiencing a resurfacing of all their old unresolved emotional patterns. If this is happening for you, rather than despairing about this, just see it as a sign that you're getting close to a huge release of old karma. This is what's going on. Stay positive and keep clearing it all out, just in whatever way you can. Be willing to let go of what is not keeping you in as high a vibration as possible. And trust that in doing this, new situations, new people, new events will be coming into your life, bringing even greater joy and love for you. But let's look at what's really important to do in your emotional healing process. If you're like most good-hearted, spiritually oriented people, you have probably already learned long ago very well how to be of service to other people and how to be loving and compassionate. A lot of people are still in the process of learning how to do this, you know, how to step out of a consciousness of self-preservation and to develop empathy and compassion for others. A whole lot of people on the planet are in that process of learning. But if you're taking this class, I imagine you already feel a natural compassion for the suffering of others and are drawn to assisting them whenever you can. And this is an important aspect of higher spiritual consciousness. But what you may not be so good at is being of service to yourself, and in particular, knowing how to love yourself unconditionally. It's important to understand that if you're going to shift into the fifth dimension, it is essential to truly learn how to do this. And the event will certainly assist you with this. But you can get a head start on it now and be all the further ahead when it happens. If you've been on a healing path for a while, you may have been attempting to learn how to fully love yourself for some time. And you've likely found this is a task more easily contemplated and talked about than accomplished. You've perhaps asked yourself such questions as, how can I get past the self-judgments that seem to automatically arise, especially around certain actions I take or aspects of my personality? How can I move out of the self-doubt that constantly comes up whenever I attempt to do something new or something difficult? How can I forgive myself and let go of guilt for certain things I've done? And how can I neutralize the profound pain that occurs when shame shows up? As you've undoubtedly discovered, getting past any of these emotions is not easy, Learning to love yourself unconditionally can seem almost impossible at times. So often, shame and guilt, self-doubt, and self-judgment can arise so quickly there seems no way to stop them. It can feel as if experiencing these emotions is just a natural part of who you are, and that it's appropriate for you to be feeling them. These emotions feel accurate. You automatically assume you should be feeling them because you believe yourself to be inherently flawed and inadequate and inferior in certain ways, and that you somehow need to earn your way into okayness through hard work on yourself. You may understand intellectually this is not really so, and I've talked a lot about this in other classes, but it's much more difficult to know this on an emotional level. It's as if your lack of feeling okay just as you are is such a deep programming inside you that you can never successfully eradicate it. Well, as I've discussed in other classes, the important thing to understand about this experience is that, yes, there is a deep programming within you that very powerfully keeps you in self-doubt and shame and guilt and self-judgment. Although this might feel natural and personal to you, this actually isn't an issue that is personal and is not natural. As I've explained before, it came with the package known as the human body that you entered into coming into incarnation on the earth at this time. As you'll remember from earlier classes, it's a type of technology known as the primary implant, which the negative forces have managed on the inner realms to insert into every human being at birth. It's designed to keep you feeling weak, unempowered, and in fear. And it also blocks the process of manifestation. I again emphasize that this is really important to understand, as it explains how you may often feel governed and controlled by negative beliefs about yourself, as well as fearful about your survival. It also explains why it may seem to take inordinate intention, awareness, and practice to keep reminding yourself that you are one with Source. However, it's important to remember that the control these negative forces have on us is greatly weakening at this point, as humanity is slowly being liberated by the Light Alliance. And as time goes on, you may begin to feel freer of negative emotions about yourself. And with the advent of the event, this implant may begin to disintegrate altogether. As yet, meanwhile, it is still with us at this point. So it's important to understand its presence within you. In recognizing this, you can then learn to catch those automatic attacks of guilt and shame and doubt and not give them a lot of energy. They aren't you. They aren't even a natural part of you. They're simply with you as your experience here and being in a physical body on 3D Earth at this time. Now, this isn't to say that you never make what could be called mistakes, or never do anything that's hurtful to others that needs to be corrected. Like all of us, you likely do make mistakes and act hurtfully towards others at times. It's just part of living here in the third dimension, and it's part of your learning and evolution in consciousness. But with clarity about the profound difficulty that exists in our current reality that you're living in at this point, it can be a whole lot easier to avoid falling into automatic shame or guilt about what you've done. You can simply see where a correction needs to be made and take care of it in a neutral and loving and self-loving way. And then self-forgiveness can just then happen as a natural occurrence because you've just corrected it. And in doing this, you can then also see that your personality, with all its third dimensional distortions and struggles, really isn't who you are anyway. In reality, you are a soul, a multidimensional being of light. Your personality is just a type of clothing you've been wearing for a long time. And you can choose to take it off and decide to wear another higher dimensional outfit for a change. You know, one comprised of self-love, self-respect, joy, confidence, well-being. Keep reminding yourself that you truly are perfect just as you are. If you find yourself, you know, in the mindset of needing to fix yourself, stop and realize that there's nothing wrong with you. You just need to wake up more. You need to discover your true identity and step more fully into it. That's all. And this may still involve a lot of healing, but it can be done from a consciousness of greater love and compassion for yourself, and therefore achieve results much more rapidly. And as time goes on, you'll be able to watch all your third dimensional imperfections and distortions just naturally falling away as you shift more and more towards fifth dimensional consciousness. And further, as you're reducing your reactivity to the programmed voice inside of you, you'll also see that feeling a sense of well-being and happiness comes more naturally to you. In fact, you can see that happiness is actually a choice. Rather than waiting for outer circumstances in your life to change so that you can be happy, you can instead have an intention to be happy and to accept life as it is with equilibrium and joy, no matter what is happening. And your default mood will gradually morph into one of greater contentment and well-being. Doing healing work with all this in mind at this point now will prepare you well to greet the event when it occurs, ready to fully enter the fifth dimension as quickly as possible. Okay, so another way to ready yourself for the event is to evaluate your relationships at this time. How harmonious are they? Have you resolved old childhood conflicts and hurts, disappointments, and anger towards your parents and other family members? If not, it really is time to do this. Even if these people aren't ready to go through a healing process with you, you can heal your part of any rift or wounding with them inside of you. It's time to let all that stuff go and really get on with your life. Now, if you're with a partner or a spouse, you can ask yourself, is this relationship truly nurturing me at this point? Are you feeling deeply loved and respected by this person? Do you feel able to grow spiritually and shift into the deepest aspect of who you are while being in an intimate relationship with them? If not, is it time to decide to either find a way to make it really work for both of you or to perhaps go your separate ways? Are you staying together simply out of fear of being alone? These are important questions to ask yourself. You're finding relationship issues are up for you at this time, bringing up hurt and anger and other uncomfortable issues. Know that it is time now to resolve them. Take charge of this process. Seek ways to heal them. Or you may find life resolving them for you in very unpleasant ways. As I've said before, you can't take your 3D stuff with you into the fifth dimension. You have to leave it behind. Now, one phenomenon that's causing relationship issues for many at this time are the powerful precursor waves of the event that are beginning to stream onto the Earth. As I've described before in an earlier class, they are causing an increasing divide between those souls who have decided to shift towards the fifth dimension at this time and those who have not. One way to understand what's occurring is to see what has been described as two Earths that have been shifting away from each other. Now, this doesn't refer to two physical Earths, simply to two groups of people who are functioning in increasingly divergent frequencies. At some point, those people choosing to continue living in the third dimensional reality will no longer be here on Earth as it shifts into the fifth dimension. Some are going to die beforehand. Others, it's said, will be taken away to other places in the galaxy in which the third dimension is still functioning. And some of the people who are choosing not to shift to the fifth dimensional Earth may be certain family members, old friends, or your spouse or partner. And this can be extremely difficult to experience. But if you're finding yourself wanting to spend less time with the people you've formerly been close to, feeling as if they're constantly draining you or just really boring you, this may be a sign it's time to change how you're relating to them. The event will inevitably make the relationships that do survive the shift easier to engage in and much more enjoyable and harmonious. However, the principle of like attracts like will be much stronger in all your relationships. So you will likely find yourself wanting to spend more time with people vibrating at similar frequencies as you are. And this may include new people you don't even know yet. If this division of the, quote, two Earths is going to happen fully at some point, why not move in the direction of 5D now by evaluating your relationships and be ahead of the game? So, those are some ways you can prepare for the event on the emotional level. What about spiritually? There are important things you can definitely do to spiritually prepare yourself for the event. And this preparation probably includes what you're already doing to increase your spiritual awakening. And as we know, there are a great many paths to take in which you can continue to discover the essential truth of who you are as a divine, multidimensional being, and simply as pure consciousness itself. However, if you've just been a dabbler in meditation till now, it may be important for you to try to establish a meditation practice that uniquely works for you and to now make this a priority in your life. There really is little to compare to a daily meditation practice for increasing spiritual growth and awareness and for keeping you in balance during your daily life. Even committing to just 15 minutes a day and doing this can be helpful. If you tend to have difficulty in meditating or simply in sitting still, and a lot of people do, see if you can find a teacher or a coach or a group that can assist you in learning how to comfortably explore your inner world in a way that works for you. We're all different. There's no one way of doing this. And remember, you can use music, you can use movement, you can use chanting if any of these kinds of things help you. So, another practice that can be very helpful spiritually is becoming extra vigilant about your thoughts and emotions that you dwell on as you go about your life. It's important to really take charge of your thoughts and emotions that you're allowing your mind to dwell on. In particular, if you're still engaging in a lot of negative thinking and emotional reactions to events happening around you and in the world, you might stop to contemplate this. Now, it's understandably difficult to accept with equilibrium much of what's occurring in the world, or what at least seems to be occurring, since, as we know, it's hard to know for sure due to all the fake news being reported these days, both by the mainstream media and the alternative media. But negative reactions of anger and fear and blaming or despair to to anything you hear or read are neither helpful in keeping your vibration high nor in assisting the collective consciousness to rise out of fear and anger. In particular, it's really important that we become aware of any of the ways we may be adding to the elements of polarization and separation that are currently increasing in the world through our judgments and our reactions to certain political personalities. We have such habit patterns about what's right and wrong and what's good and bad and who's good and bad. We really have to watch this. Staying in our hearts with compassion for everyone, no matter who they are, is essential. And remaining neutral when others around us begin judging or complaining is also important. At the same time, it is helpful to process any negative emotions if they continue to arise. If you find yourself obsessing about them, it is time to be with those emotions and not try to push them away or distract yourself from them or to try to just change them without feeling them first. Take time to be with these emotions compassionately, allowing and accepting them as part of your experience at this time. Know that if these emotions are arising during these times, they are attempting to be released to prepare you for the new energies that are coming in. And allowing and accepting them as just part of who you are right now is a first step to take in being able to release them. And also remember that we all have much help available to us from the inner realms at this time, beings who are eager to assist us through our healing process into higher awakening and transformation. You know, they're the ascended masters, the archangels, benevolent galactics. They're all accessible to us. We just simply need to ask for their assistance. So those are some things you can do to prepare yourself spiritually for the event. How about physical preparation? Will that be necessary? Well, it's hard to say, but there are some who say that the event will inevitably initially bring about some radical disruptions in the everyday functioning of the world. And this makes sense because this could happen. So it might be wise to prepare yourself ahead of time to keep you going on the physical level for a few days or even a few weeks after it happens. And some suggestions might be keep an extra 2 weeks of food and water on hand. Make sure you and your loved ones have an up-to-date supply of any medicines you might need. Keep extra cash hidden away in your home. Maybe keep your vehicle gassed up to at least half full. You know, these precautions are also good to take at this point during the shift due to the fact that serious earth changes have been predicted by a number of people, actually, for the times ahead of us. And also, you know, there are fires that happen out of nowhere, all kinds of emergencies. So it's just really good to take these kinds of precautions for all these reasons. And with this kind of preparation, you can kind of relax, knowing you've done at least all you can to provide comfort for yourself and your loved ones during whatever is going to be happening. Another way to physically prepare for the event is to begin eating as healthfully as possible. Perhaps decide to really follow through on semi-commitments you've made to yourself in the past, like finally going off of sugar, maybe. You know, pay attention to the foods you're eating that you might be allergic or addicted to, and focus on cutting them out as well. Also, if you're not already doing so, follow through with your plans to get as much healthy exercise in as possible. With all the major changes that will be happening, this is a time you'll really want to be as fit and as healthy as you possibly can be, so that your body can make the shifts it needs to in absorbing the new energies that will be coming in with as much ease as possible. So another question a lot of people have is there any way to help bring on the event at this point? Well, from what we can tell, the 100th monkey principle may apply here. The more people there are who wake up, the sooner the event will be able to occur. A critical mass is needed. And knowing the power of collective energy, there are groups currently meditating together on a regular basis to focus on the event and to help shift humanity toward it. There's one man by the name of Jared Rand who holds daily meditation groups with people from around the world focused on awakening the collective and bringing in the reality of the new earth. And they meet on the phone every day at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I've listed his phone number to call for this underneath the recording here. There is also a weekly meditation hosted by the Prepare for Change website staff that meets on Sundays at 7 p.m. GMT. I also list the URL below for this. You can, of course, also include the focus on the event and creating the new earth in your own personal meditation. You can spend time sending light and love to all the trouble spots in the world, to specific countries and peoples, and to people who are involved in bringing down the control factions, and to the galactic forces fighting for our liberation. All of it helps immensely. And of course, whatever you do, do it with love and compassion for all souls currently living on Earth. We're all in this together. We're all one consciousness, whether we agree with each other about what's happening or not. For those who will not be choosing to shift into the fifth dimension, even them, you know, they really need our love and our support for their further evolution as souls, wherever they will be going. And remember, there are increasing numbers of us awake and aware of what is in process on our planet Earth at this time. Tune into this collective energy whenever you feel dragged down by negative energy, and just let it gather you in to give you love and support. There are lots of us now who hold this field of love. And together, we are returning to love. This is our birthright. And together, we can all make it through these exciting and sometimes challenging final days before the event. So in our final class for this level, we will be focusing very specifically on how to ride the ascension energies coming in with greater trust and greater joy. And for now, I send you much love and many blessings for these times ahead of us.